of Cardiff. This is Julian.
Yes. Did I miss a call from you? This is Bill at Wildbill's Boats.
Oh, hey, Bill. Yeah, we actually spoke, I believe, very briefly this morning. I was reaching out to you in regards to financing for your business.
Oh, you're Julian Martinez.
That's me, yeah. I sent you an email as well, I believe.
Yeah,
did you,
that's
is that what you got?
I was just opening and looking at. But I got a question for you.
Where I'm in the San Diego office. But,
well,
but we,
what is this company? Are they nationwide or something?
Yeah, we do business in all 50 states. We're a privately held business bank, and we actually have you guys pre-approved for some financing. So I just wanted to reach out.
Okay, you got me pre-approved for some financing. Go to that a little bit and explain that part.
Yeah, sure. Let me pull up your file really quick. Give me just a moment here.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to be eating a McDonald's hamburger while we talk.
That sounds really good right now.
But I got a couple of questions for you.
Yeah, of course.
And when I saw that, I saw this deal, and then I remembered that I thought you were the guy that called, but I get a lot of calls, partner, and I got everybody trying to sell me everything from shampoo to dog biscuits, you know. And why don't you sign up for this website, sign up for that website, do this one? My personal answer to that, fuck them all. Okay?
Oh, man, you must get inundated and called.
I got phished the other day and hacked on my computer, so it's taken me 4 days to get that run. So I don't know why I'm so fucking popular. But I listen to people, and I'm real careful about even opening an email anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
and
man.
When I talked to you on the phone here, I was going through my email at the same time, and I saw your name, and then it dawned on me who you were.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that I would just take the opportunity to see what you offered.
Yeah, definitely. Are you familiar with working capital financing or no?
Well, I've got about $1,100,000 with GE or Wells Fargo, whoever the fuck they are anymore.
Yeah. So these programs are based on your cash flow. We can typically free up around 10%, well, 10 to 15% of your gross revenue. So just to give you an idea of like how much we could free up for you, what did you guys do in revenue last year?
Did what now?
What did you do in gross revenue last year in gross sales?
Gross revenue? I think it was about, I have it, but I'm not going to go open it up to example. I think it was $2.8
million. $2.8 million, okay. And you basically rent boats out, is that right?
No, sir, I don't do any kind of fucking renting. That causes bullshit.
Gotcha.
I'm an express boat dealer, a random pontoon dealer, a tidewater dealer, a falcon dealer. I build airboats.
Oh, wow.
Yamaha dealer, gator tail dealer, but I ain't no, I don't rent shit. We've talked about it, but we're going to rent one is somebody 50 years old with no beard, no kids, by themselves, and you can go out on the fucking boat.
That's awesome. I hope to buy a boat one day, hopefully within the next 5 or 10 years or so. But looking at, let's see, we could probably get you around $250K, maybe a little more. Is that something that you could use to invest in your business and make some money or what?
I don't know. Here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'm squeaky clean. So if you don't think you're going to find some bad payment history or something on me, you're just wasting your fucking time because I think I bought a new tractor in April, and I got it with no money down and no down payment from closing. Now, my credit score dropped, and it pissed me off so bad, I swore I'd never buy another fucking boat. Because, you know, somebody's got to drop your credit score because you bought a $25,000 trailer, and suddenly you go from an 800 and 790s down to a 710, a 693.
Yeah.
They go fuck their sales.
Yep.
Because I've never been laid on anything.
Right.
I don't operate that way. But I tell you what I'd be looking at. Here's the bottom line. I have all my new boats come in and go through GE Capital. Have no intention to touch that or fucking with it.
Uh-huh.
I've got another bank in town that I have a revolving line of debt with, a line of credit for $150,000, and another with about $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually I keep those balances down around half or a little less mm-hmm. all the time. But this year is different. I got a lot of people sending me used stuff right now, and I'm trying to buy it, and I'm getting up to my pressure point on that because I never try to use it. I always try to leave $50,000 or so there where
yeah.
I can go in and get my hands on it, you know, if I need it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pushing that limit a little more than I want to. And what I would like to do if I did on my floor plan or my line of credit and my bank stuff, I may have a motor on there for an airboat that don't actually need to be on there. It could be somewhere else. But I do what I have to do to make it all work. That's
right.
What I get with a little. I would like to have a line of credit somewhere.
Okay.
Where I can either, number one, I don't need to draw cash because I can do that right in town. If I get in a bind tomorrow and I need $5,000, I go up there on my line of credit, sign my name, walk out with the money.
Right.
I don't have to bring me this or bring me that or fuck with this. I don't have to.
Yeah.
But I'm pushing that line with some new stuff. And some other things, like we added on to a shop out here and a few things, which was perfect until September hit. And because of the election, I really feel it's had a big crutch in this. Our sales are going down, but I haven't given up trying to get some new stuff whenever I can.
Uh-huh.
So I would like to know if there's some place where I can get $150,000 for used stuff without going through, jumping through hoops and a bunch of dumb shit, you know.
Yep.
I've got all insurance in play. I got everything. I told you, I'm squeaky fucking clean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, if you can help me with that, that's fine. If you're going to charge me 10 or 12% interest, I want to hang up right now. I ain't fucking interested.
Yeah, no problem. So you'd be looking for around $150,000?
Hey, let me get this phone call real quick. Hang on.
Sure, no problem.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now listen, I got a customer coming to pick up a boat. If you
okay.
think you can do something like I just asked you, I'd be interested. But if you got a bunch of stupid stipulations on it, I ain't interested.
Nope, we are a bank, but we're totally different than a traditional bank. We don't require a whole lot. You don't have to disclose every little financial detail or anything like that. I know with big banks, it's like a 3 to 4 week process to get approved for a loan. We can get you approved within a day. And if you're looking for $150,000, I don't foresee any problems getting that to you. And then just so you know as well, these programs don't go on your personal credit. They go on your business credit. So that's a huge advantage. So if you like, I can send you the application info. And
I got one here on my email.
Okay, yeah, I sent you one.
But I want to know who you are. Let me tell you, I'm just scared of everybody anymore.
I don't blame you.
Anybody you talk, you know, it's somebody's trying to fuck you all the time, and if they're
yep.
not fucking going to be done, I'm going to do it.
I used to work in computer repair, so I used to deal with clients getting their information compromised and their accounts hacked and all that stuff. So I totally get it. Are you at a computer right now or no? Okay, you can Google me. If you search on Google, Julian Martinez, Bank of Cardiff, LinkedIn, you can find my
Oh,
LinkedIn account.
okay.
It's
So you go to where? Just your email address there?
no, just type in Julian, Julian Martinez,
I've seen that.
and then type in Bank of Cardiff.
Nate, type in what?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff?
Cardiff. It's CARD as in David, IFF, like Frank.
Where are they at? Where is this bank at?
I'm in the San Diego office.
Well, is this an overseas bank?
No. We're only do business in the United States. I'm in San Diego, California. Yeah,
Well,
we
we
don't.
can do something like that. Now, how much is the interest on this ship?
It really depends. You have really good credit, and you've been in business for a long time, it sounds like, so you'd probably get approved for our better programs. But it's really a challenge to quote you without knowing, anything about your
No, but
business or
give me
anything.
a risk. Give me an idea.
Well, what kind of term are you looking for? Are you looking for something like short term or long term?
It'd be long term. I mean, I want it revolving where I can use it when I need it.
Okay, gotcha. So they're generally
When
so
I
it,
don't need, let's see what I need. Let's
yeah.
say I had $200,000 in y'all. I bought a used boat tomorrow. I want to put it on yours. I want to call and do it and be done with it.
Okay.
And if I sell it next week, I want to pay it off. I want to pay it off. Now, there's going to be stuff to lease. You got to leave it there so long, all that stupid shit. I ain't interested.
Yeah, of course. So if you're looking for secured financing, if it's secured by any sort of assets or anything like that, usually starts around the mid single digits, like 5 or 6% for equipment. And if you're just doing cash, like
Five
straight up.
percent, 6%. I mean, that's kind of like my bank deal. I probably wouldn't be bad looking into it.
Yeah, and then the unsecured financing is it just kind of goes up from there. But are you looking for just cash, or are you going to be financing some equipment?
The only thing I'll probably ever finance at this time, not knowing what will happen next, but I would think about the only thing I'd put on it would be used boats. If I did some improvements next year on my property, if I did, I might want to borrow some of it. Maybe, maybe not. That's what I'm getting at. I really don't need any more new equipment that I can think of.
Okay, so you would just be looking for cash, basically, right?
Cash to do with what I need to do and
Perfect.
pay it back in a timely fashion. If I sell a boat today, I buy one with you yesterday and I sell it the next day, I'm going to pay you back if I
Okay.
bought some. Now, let's say I built a new showroom here to add on to mine and spent $40,000. Let's just say, for instance, I'd probably want to pay that off 2, 3 years, something like that.
Okay.
So it's either going to be fast and quick, but boats, you could sell them in 6 minutes, 6 hours, 6 days, 6 months. I don't have no fucking idea when that's going to happen, but that's part of the business.
Yeah. And
But I know how to do it.
how long you been in business for, Bill?
About 18 years here.
About 18 years. Okay. And if we lend you, just say if we lend you 115K or 150K, how much money could you make with that?
How much
Basically,
money would I make with it?
yeah, what kind of return on investment would you get on
Well,
150K?
not counting if I built something, because you wouldn't have a return on something I built. But my return on most of those are always around my monthly deal. It's going to be somewhere around 25, 26%.
Okay.
Now, I could lie to you, maybe 30, 35. But I didn't get this business by lying. And Obama didn't fucking help me get it either.
Yep. You did it all on your own.
Yeah, so fuck
And then,
him. He's gone. Clinton's gone. The whole goddamn budget's gone. And I'm
yeah.
laying. Anyway, nobody bills this rate. I did it all. So I'm telling you facts. I
Yeah.
knew a financial sheet every month. Not once a year, not twice a year, every fucking month. And I hand one to my bankers. And if GE wants it, I'll give it to them. They don't ever ask anyway, because, like I told you, I'm squeaky clean.
Yep. And I noticed on your website, Bill, that you offer financing to your customers as well.
I do.
Do your customers ever not get approved? Like, do they ever get declined and they have to walk away?
Or? All the time. This is a boat business. I got 13 banks that buy paper from me.
We might be able we might be able to not only get you financing, but we might be able to approve a lot more of your customers for financing as well. We have a ton of equipment dealers that we do business with.
Let's face it. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
We know that not everybody in the world's got good credit.
Of course.
I got people come in here, they've always got good credit, they get done pretty quick. Then I got a bunch of yahoos couldn't put a down payment on a cheese sandwich. But, they're working, they got a job, and if you can do them, yeah, we can do it.
Do you sell to personal, or do you sell to commercial businesses as well?
Personal.
Okay, do businesses ever buy your boats, or no?
Why, hell yeah. Highway patrol. Business, everybody buys my boat.
Okay, because we only do business financing. We don't do personal. So if you have like a customer that's buying a boat for their business, whatever it may be, we can help them
business,
out.
That's the only way you can't sell it. Yeah, personal.
Yeah, no, we only do business financing.
Well, then I'd be a no for that.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, maybe we can just help you out with that $150K.
Hey, listen, I got a customer here picking up a boat. So I would like to get off the phone. You call me back when you can.
Okay, you got it, Bill. Do you want me to give you a call later today?
Probably, and I'll answer it if I'm not totally, I'll talk to you if I can.
Okay, and I'm going to send you an email with the application info. What's the best email address to reach you at?
You say when you sent it to originally.
Okay, perfect. I'll send you the application info and let you know what we need, and I'll give you a call later today. And if you have some time, we'll chat some more. All right, Bill. You take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye, Eddie.